With local news, I'm Ezra David Romero. A new way to measure the snowpack from the sky is getting some positive results. At the start of the year, NASA crews began flying over the San Joaquin River watershed to measure the snowpack using laser pulses. This creates a way more accurate estimate of how much snow is in the mountains than traditional snow surveying does. Jeffrey Payne with the Fryant Water Authority says from the end of January to now, the snowpack in this area of the Sierra alone grew from 1.2 to 2.7 million acre-feet of water.
Last month, we were seeing depths of 50 feet, and currently they're depths of 75 feet and a little bit higher. A few of the snow drifts have faces that are 25 to 40 feet high, so there's quite a bit of snow in the upper watershed.
In preparation for all that snow to melt, Payne says releases are continuously being made at a Fryant Dam at about 9,000 cubic feet per second.
If we get much higher than where we're at right now, we might start seeing some properties evacuated, which would be really unfortunate. The hope is that we can use this survey to inform how much water we're releasing so that we avoid downstream impacts, and also that we end up with a full reservoir at the end of the year.
Water is also being released down both the Madera and Fryant Kern canals for groundwater recharge in preparation for spring runoff. For more state and local news, visit kvpr.org or find us on Facebook or on Twitter at kvpr. This is Valley Public Radio News.